We say Laman Shmoy Biava. There's an amazing Sfasemes where the Sfasemes explains that the Madregus, the spiritual stature of the Avos of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were essentially a gift from Hashem. A gift from Hashem to them for us, because they were going to be the fathers of our people. And in order that the Jewish people, their descendants, should have access to Ruchnius, to spirituality, it needed to be encoded into our DNA. So he gifted them these incredible levels of attachment to him. In that case, why were they tzaddikim at all? Not, of course they were tzaddikim. Because they, in their tzidkus, in their righteousness, turned them, were merited to be a kli kibul, a receptacle to be able to receive that which Hashem gave them for us. So of course it was due to their level of spirituality, their hard work, the investment they put in, of course. But that which Hashem enabled them to access wasn't for them alone. It was for us. And therefore, when we say the word Zeichichaste Avos, and maybe Goyan Livnei V'neim L'ma'an Shemir B'Yahavo. Yes, we remember, he remembers their chesed. They turn themselves into a kli, a receptacle to be able to receive that which he gave them. But that which Hashem did was L'ma'an Shemoy for the sake of his name. B'Ahavo, with love. What was the love? The love was Laman Shmai. Number one, that the merit of the forefathers should remain with us, even in the darkest of times. And also, that in the merit of the Jewish people, Hashem gave his forefathers these madrigas. And this kind of squares the circle and explains that which we say, V'zeichichaste Avos, he remembers love and kindness of the forefathers, and he brings the Geula for the sake of his name, not because of the Chaste Avos. Meaning, and then it says, everything's for love. So what is it? What's bringing the Geula? Is it the Chaste Avos? Is it L'man Shemoy? Or is it the Bi'ahava? And the answer is, it's all working together. It's all part of one package. Yes, it was because of them. Yes, it was for us, but ultimately it's for him. So maybe Goyal, for that we are the descendants of the Avos, and for the sake of his name in Kiddush Hashem, and as a result of the love that he has for us. That means that the Geula, ultimately, is L'man Shmai. The Geula is for the sake of Hashem's name. But because of his love for us, he wanted that the Geula should be as a result of the merits that we inherit from our fathers, our forefathers. And therefore, they fulfill these chasadim. They're the kli through which this happens. They're the vehicle through which the world progresses towards redemption. Let's put it all together and understand that ultimately it is, of course, for Kvod Shamayim, for Hashem's honor. Yes. But realize what an awesome privilege it is to be the beneficiary of Hashem's love and to be able to be worthy of it as a result of who we are and what we do.